Hello, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I just spoke with Matthew. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. It's Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't wait, you know? But listen, I just got off the phone with him. We took care of payment. He's going to be having a client interview with the whole setup with this account. I know that you guys are currently going through the Google Business Profile process, right?
Yeah,
but yes, so we're gonna help you guys, okay? However, I did need to let him know that I called you, okay? Just because I know it was your card that was used for the payment, so to protect
yeah.
you, protect him, and protect ourselves.
And how much
I
is
just
it
got
month?
A.
What's
so what we
for?
Did, I got him a special rate, so it's 3 months that you guys are getting for $537.
Okay.
So it's giving you guys a savings, okay? So
what's
basically, normally is going to be $199, okay? So I'm going to quickly go through this voice verification with you, and then
yeah.
I'm also going to provide you as well. Let me go here. I'm going to provide you our contact information because I want you to save it in your contacts because you and him are both authorized to make changes to the account, okay?
Can you text it to me?
I am. That's what I'm going to do right now
Perfect.
For you. Okay.
Perfect.
So I'm just going to walk you through this quick verification recording. If there's anything that you do not understand, you just stop me. So this way we can review it and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
I did it with him. Now I'm going to do it with you. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mobile car key service, sorry.
It's okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ryan Marshall, I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
On this card, yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Ryan, it's very important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. So all we ask as an increase of, you know, visibility, you might get calls, okay, from third-party vendors that aren't related to us. We just ask that you be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash. Will you be responsive?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, I just sent you the text. Can you confirm that you received it?
Welcome. Yes, I received it.
Okay. I want you to save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. This way you always have our phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Whenever our customer service reaches out, so Matthew's going to be the point of contact. So we'll work with him directly because I know he does this with his other, but if for some reason we couldn't get a hold of them and it's urgent, we're going to call you. It would be from the 877 number. Okay?
No, yeah, no problem. I do real estate as well, so I answer my phone regularly.
I was going to say, I figured that. Because I heard
not
your
problem.
Message.
I was on the other line when you called the first time.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No. I finished up the call and then you called.
Okay. Awesome. Now, so just keep in mind that if you do call us because you need to make an update, please allow Local Splash at least 24 hours to return your call. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, what this means is that if you were going to do additional marketing, just run it by us first to make sure it's not going to interfere with what we're doing or you're spending more money that you shouldn't. We're not telling you
okay.
not to, but just, you know, kind of give us a heads up, in other words. Okay?
All right. So.
Now, also keep in mind that with you having increased visibility, you might get a call. Sometimes some of my clients get called by Yelp, which is another, like, directory listing,
primarily
for theirs. If, like I told Matthew, if you guys are ever interested in Yelp ads, before you do that, call me first so I can get you a more discounted rate, okay? If you're not interested, then you just tell them, no, thank you, and just connect the call, all right? Now, As a part of our verification process, which Matthew took care of a lot of this already, we require Local Splash to receive the required business documents in a timely manner. Those could be the business license, proof of insurance, and any other recommended for the Google business verification.
Cut out for like a full minute.
Okay, let me go back. As a part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the following required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include business license, business insurance, and any other recommended for the Google business verification. Matthew has already sent me a bunch of them. Okay, so just an FYI. We kindly ask that we get them submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame could result in delays or suspension of your account here with us. Okay? Do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, which is October 24th, 2025, and that's in the non-refundable amount of $537. This is covering you for 3 months. It's a three-month prepaid. So okay. The next billing will not be due until January 24th of 2026.
Okay.
You guys have the option, okay, prior to that, and I'll follow up with Matthew as well. Prior to that, if you guys want to renew it another 3 months, you can. I just need to know at least 3 business days before that date. Otherwise, January 24th is going to automatically renew at $199 a month. Monthly.
Okay.
Okay.
And what will be then, what will be great if I got 3 months at a time?
$537. And then they have like 6 months is $1,000 or what have you. But Matthew said, well, can we do another 3 months if we want? And I said, yeah, as long as I know prior to that. So this way it doesn't automatically renew it at the $199. Okay.
Okay.
And then of course, once you complete your 3 months, I mean, you always have, you know, the ability to say, hey, I want to discontinue it. Just make sure that you call those 3 business days before that date of the 24th of January. So that way you don't get charged. Okay. And
okay.
Even though you paid the three-month prepaid, I still always say, please stick it out 2 months because it doesn't happen overnight, okay? Do you guys understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Wait, what was the cancellation term? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So basically, the cancellation term is this. You're covered from here for the next 3 months. Your next billing date is not until January 24th, okay?
Okay.
Let's say you don't want to continue after your 3 months. You're like, we're good. We don't need it no more. Okay, cool. Just make sure you call us 3 business days before the 24th of January so that way you don't get charged on that date.
Okay.
To cancel. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. So I want to be the first to congratulate you as well to our Local Splash family. I am so super excited for you guys. There is
how
a
long
receipt.
Does it,
how long does it take?
Up and running. Yeah.
Great question. Like I explained to Matthew, and this goes for any of our clients, right? So we are not creating you a new Google business profile because you guys are in the process, right, of getting that done.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is that once it goes through, okay, basically Matthew's going to add us on as manager so we can do the optimization on the first page and maintain it there. That, I'm always going to give you the timeline, Ryan, of 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what's in our terms and conditions, and I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. If for any reason, let's say Google tells you guys, nope, we can't approve it, you need to resubmit, we will appeal it with Google. So that's why Matthew went ahead and started sending us things that we were going to need just in case if that were to happen. So you guys aren't having to constantly appeal, because sometimes it happens, right? But having us now on this is going to be a little bit more taken off of your guys' plate, okay?
Right.
And I know it's one of the things you guys are waiting for, right, for the local service ads, I think he mentioned. You're going to love that program. Oh, man, you guys are going to love that program. It's one of Google's better products, I'll tell you, hands down. You know, so it's a really good program. Let me do this while we're on the phone, Brian. I'm going to send you the receipt as well to your phone number. Give me one second here.
Hey, are you the ref? Should I contact you if I contact or just talk to anybody?
You were going to, did you see the number that I sent you, that 877 number?
Yeah, I got that
so
one. Too.
I was considered the lead on the account, right? But moving forward, you guys are going to have a team dedicated to you. So whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to reach out to the customer service department. Our team is really good about assisting you guys. I mean, Matthew's been with us for a while. So so when he called, he's like, I need to talk to you now. I'm like, okay, let me call. Let me make sure you got this. Do you have access to the email too?
What email? No, I don't, because we have
okay. It's running through RyanLokes73@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just texted you the invoice. Tell me if you got it.
Let me see. Not yet.
Okay, because it goes to both there and the email. It might resend it to Matthew, but I told him I need to make sure that you sign that invoice.
Do you have electronic signature? The electronic signature?
Yeah, it's going to need, on here, yeah, it's going to need a signature. Did you get it? Did
no,
it come
I didn't
through
get,
to you? Okay.
No, what text you sent to my?
714-658-5500.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I didn't get it.
All right. Do you have access to the email or no?
Not really, because it goes. Let me double check.
Okay.
You know what? It might be under. I think that's the email, but okay, I just got the text.
Okay, did you? Okay. Yeah, I figured it takes a little bit. It'll say, hello, Ryan D. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah. Let me see.
And then there's like two sentences below it that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, I agree.
Uh-huh. I certify, and then you acknowledge.
Yeah, I acknowledge. Okay.
When you type in your name, don't put a period after the D because the system's like doesn't recognize those little symbols. So just Ryan space D space Marshall, and then you'll confirm your signature.
All right,
you're all set.
Oh, wait.
Awesome.
Oh, did it work? Because it says, well,
yep.
Okay.
Yep, you're good.
All right.
Okay, and then you can just exit out of that. Ryan, I'm super excited for you guys. I'll let Matthew know that I spoke with you already because he's like, let me give you his number. Call him because I want to make sure this gets all done. Okay.
I text him while we're...
Beautiful. Did you? Okay, so let him know we're good.
All right.
Okay. All right. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too, Kiva.